China, for the first time, is making a commitment to cut its carbon emissions. Now, you have to qualify this a bit. They are saying by a notable margin. So there's not the specifics here that the world might have wanted to see, but it is a step in the right direction. In his speech, the Chinese leader Hu Jintao also said that China would increase the amount of electricity that it got from renewable energy sources like solar and wind power to 15% of its total by 2020.
And this follows also moves by India, the other big developing nation, to introduce new laws to cut its greenhouse gases.
Right. I spoke to India's environment minister, Jairam Ramesh, the other day, and he sort of set out quite a detailed program where India, too, would reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. But, like China, India isn't giving a specific target. So these are both positive moves, but you know, they have to be viewed with caution. Unless they're committing to a specific target, you don't know what the outcome is going to be, and you don't know if it's going to be able to do enough to bring down the greenhouse gases that are causing global warming in time.
And what about the United States? Because there's huge pressure on Barack Obama to deliver cuts in America's emissions.
Right. And there was a poignant line in his speech when he said, you know, that different nations had to act at different speeds. Barack Obama, despite his own personal desire to act quickly on global warming, is hamstrung. The Senate is delaying action on climate change legislation that would commit America to the actions that are needed to be able to get a treaty in place on global warming at Copenhagen. And unless the Senate moves, Barack Obama can't deliver.
But overall, Susie, some positive movements towards a global deal in December.
I think so. You know, this summit started with Ban Ki-moon complaining that talks were moving slower than a glacier.
Failure to reach broad agreement in Copenhagen would be morally inexcusable, economically short-sighted, and politically unwise.
Whether it's enough to really push these talks forward is going to emerge only once leaders sort of digest what's going on in the behind-door negotiations and after the meeting of the G20 leaders at Pittsburgh later in the week.